Faith That Works, a devotional from James. Have you ever met someone who talk a lot about their faith, but doesn't seem to live it out? James addresses that very issue. The book of James is often called the Proverbs of the New Testament because it is practical, direct, and focused on everyday living. James doesn't spend much time discussing what faith looks like in theory. Instead, he shows us what faith looks like in action. James writes in James chapter 1, verse 22, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." That's a challenging verse. Many of us enjoy reading scripture, listening to sermons, attending church, and discussing spiritual things. Those are all good things, but James reminds us that hearing God's word is only the beginning. Real faith changes how we live. Throughout his letter, James addresses things like controlling our tongue, caring for those in need, showing favoritism, handling trials, resisting temptation, and living with humility. In every chapter, he brings faith out of the realms of ideas and into daily life. One of the most powerful themes in James is how God uses trials. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds." James isn't telling us to enjoy suffering. He's telling us to recognize that God is at work through it all. Trials test our faith, expose what is weak, and strengthens what is genuine. What feels like a setback may actually be part of God's process of growing perseverance and maturity in us. James also reminds us where wisdom comes from. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." What a promise. When you don't know what to do, God invites you to ask. He isn't annoyed by your questions. He isn't frustrated by your need. He gives wisdom generously to those who seek him. As you read James, you'll notice that it doesn't allow much room for comfortable Christianity. It calls believers to a faith that can be seen, heard, and experienced by others. A faith that works, a faith that trusts God in hardship, speaks with grace, and serves others, and obeys his word. So today ask yourself, is my faith changing how I live? Am I merely hearing God's word, or am I applying it? Where is God using challenges to strengthen my faith? In what steps of obedience is he asking me to take today? Faith was never meant to stay in our heads. It was meant to be lived out every day as we follow Jesus. And that concludes today's message. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the practical wisdom found in the book of James. Help me not to be a hearer of your word only, but a doer. Strengthen my faith through every trial. Teach me to trust you when life is difficult. Give me wisdom for the decisions I face, and help my words and actions and attitude reflect the work you are doing in my heart. May my faith be genuine, active, and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.